The world's most expensive coin collection is about to hit the auction block, and the story behind it is completely bonkers.
I've got to make sure that my internet connection is strong and that my hand raising number arm is also ready to go.
Raven,
I'm so in on this.
Producer Sean, there is this Danish guy, and he was a real Denmark countryman. Here's an expert talking about him.
Ellie Bruun was of a class and of a generation of coin collectors. They bought individual coins, but he also collected collections. He bought entire collections from collectors.
So now he's got this massive collection, right? But he was worried about the future of Denmark.
I mean, who wasn't?
So before he died, he made a plan.
He said, what if the Danish National Collection goes up in smoke or is stolen or whatever? I'm going to leave my collection as a reserve. If the Danish National Collection goes up in smoke or whatever, then my collection will be a gift to the Danish state.
I mean,
you hear this?
Wow.
Take my money and save Denmark. That's what the man said right there.
That guy loves his country.
That's classy. Classy dude.
So the plan is that his coin collection stays in this reserve for 100 years, and if Denmark stays good being a country and whatever.
Yeah, Denmark, you still out there?
Then his massive. Denmark's still good, right?
Yep. I think so.
Then his massive coin collection will be sold, and his descendants will get the money from it.
Oh my gosh, they've been waiting, man.
Oh,
100 years.
100 years. They're like, Denmark, please stay afloat. Denmark, please.
So the clock starts ticking when he passes. 100 years pass. If the Danish National Collection is still in existence, which it is today, it triggers an auction sale, basically.
Yes.
We're going to get paid now, man.
Imagine that this guy, Eli Bruun, or whatever his name is,
Email.
Well, thanks, Raven.
I mean, you don't know him from the world famous butter magnets? Huge money in butter.
Imagine your great-great-granddaughter, and you're like, the day has finally come.
Right.
Because these 20,000 coins are going on auction next week and worth an estimated $72 million.
I mean, imagine that, right? Like you said, like you're on Instagram right now. You're like, counting down. You're like, this is about to be rich butter life right here.
All right, so I'm thinking about it. What are you collecting for your future descendants? In 100 years, they're going to be like, thank goodness great-great-grandpa Raven or great-great-grandpa Sean saved this for me because now we're about to get paid.
You know what? I never thought about this stuff before when I was younger. So all my toys came out of the boxes. I never held on to anything. Mm. I've tossed video game systems that were worth $10,000 nowadays in the trash. So what I'm doing is anything that I buy for the grandkid, I'm just buying two. And I'm keeping one in the box from now until the end of the time.
Would you be able not to play with that toy when it's just sitting in your basement?
Oh, gosh. It depends. Is he going to share? Is he not going to share? If he's not going to share, then I might have to buy three.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the worst part of it. And then you don't know which toy is going to be worth it. Gosh.
Sean, what are you saving for your future descendants?
We went to Disney a long time ago, and my mom brought, like, single Serigraph cells from Disney cartoons. There's, like, Mickey Mouse and Pluto with the magic lamp, another one of, like, Mickey and Minnie. And they're authenticated. They have, like, a nice little stamp on it. And, like, right now, they're going, like, some of them are going for, like, $2,000-$3,000. So I imagine a couple of years down the line.
That's smart. Of course, I've been holding on to the Princess Diana Beanie Babies. I have three of them, which I assume one day my great-great-grandchildren will be billionaires because of them.
No, I'm guessing not.
But here's the thing.
Guess maybe hang the Disney thing around its neck and sell it that way.
But yesterday, I did something really bad. When I was 5 years old, I took my dad's collectible coins to school for show and tell, and I didn't tell him, and then I gave them to all my friends. And I got in so much trouble because my dad collects coins. Yesterday, I went to the house after I saw this article, and I ran into the safe, and I stole three of his coins, and I brought them in to see how much they're worth.
I don't even think you should be clapping them together like that.
Okay, it's coming up next.
Are we about to get rich?
Is collecting coins a good investment?
I think it is.
What if my dad has been right all these years?
Well, I mean, I think it's a good investment if you know what it is that you're looking at and know what it is that you're talking about and purchasing and all that stuff.
Yeah, Raven, producer Sean, Ellie Bruun was a guy that lived 100 years ago. He was a Denmark countryman. He collected coin collections. He said that his coins were not to be sold until 100 years after his death because he wanted to make sure that if Denmark ever needed money, that they could use his coin collection. Good news. Denmark's good, so now the money goes to his descendants, and the auction is the largest auction of its kind, worth $73 million happening next month, and his descendants are probably, like, jumping for joy.
Can you imagine being his son or daughter and being like, You're going to do what?
That's what I thought.
You wrote what?
Yeah.
Do what?
How mad they are.
He made all his money in butter. People love butter.
Here you go.
Yeah.
So my dad has been collecting coins for as long as I can remember. And when I was in kindergarten, there was show and tell. So I went and I took a bunch of his coins and I handed them out to all the kids in the class. And
obviously didn't tell anybody.
I didn't tell anyone.
Just was like, yeah, my dad collects coins. Here, there's one for everybody.
And then I got in so much trouble for doing it. And like, I've never lived it down. So when I heard about this yesterday, I ran to the house. I was like, Dad!
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I need some coins. Not again, not again.
Wisely so. He looks to protect his investment after all these. I mean, you probably gave away your inheritance.
I grabbed three of them. Yeah. And he's like, you better bring those back immediately after the show. And okay. I'm like, all right. So I don't know anything about them. They're three random coins. Producer Sean was given the task of finding out how much they're worth. Now, remember, I've had these in my life forever. He's been doing this since he was a teenager collecting these coins.
Hypothetically, what if those coins disappeared today?
Well,
I mean, here's the thing. I'm thinking of all the coins that went out during show and tell. If he didn't get two or three back, you think it was the kids that kept them or the parents?
I don't know.
Because I think it was the parents
but
or maybe the teacher.
I don't even know if these are worth anything. All right, nope. Sean, tell me how much these are worth. I've been waiting all day.
I'm going to go for the lowest one here. You got a 1955 D-Series quarter.
It's a regular quarter.
Yep. Yeah. That's worth between $11 and $12.
Oh, that's not great.
For 25 cents, though.
I mean, for 25 cents, look at the appreciation is way up there.
Like $11?
I mean, you wanted to retire. Okay,
next. All right, it's just a quarter from 1955.
Right. I mean, it's a quarter.
It's a Happy Meal at McDonald's right there. Mm-hmm. Your next one here, you got an 1878 silver dollar.
I mean, that sounds like it's something, 1878 silver dollar.
Yeah.
That's worth between $55 and $65.
All right.
Not bad, though.
It's still good because it's a dollar and it's 55, but like...
And
it's
a heist.
I'm like $72 million. Yeah. Like, Dad, give me all your coins.
I mean, they're worth 20,000 coins, you said, in the collection there in Denmark, to be fair. This is one coin. If you had 20,000 of those, imagine where we'd be.
I don't think he has 20,000.
Right. Probably not anymore.
All right.
And give them all
the
away.
The final coin that she
the
brought
third one
over.
You're
and these are just random coins. You went in there and grabbed. He didn't say, these are my prized possessions.
No.
Because he wouldn't let you leave with those.
I just grabbed three of them. They look pretty.
Okay. Yeah.
Third one you got here, you got a 1798 large eagle dollar.
All right. Now that sounds pretty serious.
Oh, that's from the year 1798? I thought that was a... Yeah, it looks old. Yeah.
That's between... right now, it's going for $2,500 to $3,150.
I will tackle you right now out of that chair.
More interesting, there's a coin similar to that one, but instead of the large eagle, on the back, it just says 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
That one's being sold right now for between $7,000 and $9,000.
So this one's worth how much?
That one's worth about like $3,150.
Look at you.
I'm just going to see how many more he's got.
No,
you're
taking it back to him. He's putting go back in the safe.
I know, he'll get so mad. He's going to ground me again.